Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back. 8:03 on a Monday morning. Licking our wounds after a loss to the Jets yesterday. We'll do the wake-up call in just 1 second. It is the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylan, hanging out with you here, and so many topics of conversation as we move towards the wake-up call. And I'm just going to caution people. Make sure you talk about how your elf arrived in the right light, okay? Just make sure we're very careful. We are talking on radio, so we want to make sure that people are aware of how the elf, you know, did he come in through the window? Did he come through the chimney? How did he arrive last night? So any kind of clue that we can get on that would be nice to have. Also, before we get to the headlines, Allie, do want to make sure that I pay off what I said just a couple of minutes ago when Bo was saying that he thinks the big buyouts are going bye-bye eventually in college football.
Okay.
I'm going to one-up you. I think this we might be seeing very soon the end of these conference championship games. I don't see how we continue to go down this path of conference championship games. When you look at the possibility that the ACC champ gets left out, and probably should, with Miami ranked ahead of them, and then you look at the likes of the Tulanes of the world and everybody else involved in this thing, and also the possibility that Bama could have their third loss this week. That's going to be another kind of thing that Bama could go essentially from winning that game and getting a bye or losing that game and being out of the playoff. Like, that's how big it feels like the spread is and how big things are for Bama. So these conference championship games, I think, are really – look at BYU, for example. BYU's got one loss. It's to Texas Tech. A lot of people think Texas Tech's one of the top best teams in the country.
They are.
They're going to play them again. BYU might have two losses, both to Texas Tech, and be left out of the playoff altogether.
I saw a Texas A&M fanboy complaining yesterday about the fact that, well, we lost one conference game, and we're not even in our conference title game yet. You know, they started complaining, and there's a two-loss team in the conference title game. Talking about Alabama.
Sure.
And he went on complaining about, then they mentioned the Duke thing, and I said, well, it's easy. Go to the ACC and play. You don't like it. You lost one conference game, so did Alabama. And you didn't beat a team.
I was going to say, their SEC schedule was underwhelming.
Did you beat a team as good as Georgia all year at A&M? No. Do I think A&M had a claim to the top spot in the college football playoff before choking on it? Friday?
Yeah.
I do. But you choked on it against a three-loss team and lost by 10 points on the road.
Ole Miss has probably got a worse gripe than, well, that Notre Dame win's big. Ole Miss didn't have anything like that, but Ole Miss,
I'm talking about conference only, though.
Yeah, I know, but and that's my point, is that Ole Miss beats Texas. Texas A&M can't get that done. Ole Miss is still with one loss and not going to the championship game.
Pause, by the way. You said it. You doubled down on the choking on it twice. So I'm just throwing that in. Pause.
Hey, well, that's what they – what else would you describe that as?
We started off talking about the elf, okay? Let's just keep it right there as the main focus. One more question before Allie hits the headlines and we get to wake-up call. Who came out of the Lane Kiffin situation looking the worst? Is it Ole Miss? Was it Lane Kiffin? Is it LSU? Is it Jimmy Sexton? Who do we think came out of that looking the worst?
It's Lane. It's not Jimmy. Jimmy's just doing his job. He's getting his clients paid.
I think Ole Miss did what they had to do.
I think that it stinks that they couldn't figure out a situation where he could coach this team through the playoff.
Before we go any further, have you seen the quote, the rumored quote, the interaction between Pete Golding and Lane from Saturday night?
No.
Where they're supposedly sitting in the Ole Miss facility and I guess in Lane's office, and they're watching the Alabama-Auburn game. And Lane starts complaining about something, and supposedly, it's all per source. I don't know if this is any truth or it's not. This is what I read, so hold on to it. But supposedly, Golding's like, why are you even here? This ain't your office anymore. Go watch this at home.
Wow.
And people are taking it as he was, like, kicking him out. And I took it as two buddies that he's just like, why are you even watching it? Go home.
Yeah, there's definitely – of course. I mean, and they've been through it together. And I think that Lane definitely probably came out looking the worst. But in the end, it's not like he's the only other coach to jump from one school to the other.
No.
And that's why the whole thing, it's like I give it percentages almost. I hate that LSU – like, could there not have been a scenario where Lane told LSU, if you really want me to coach you, you're going to wait till I'm done with this team? Like, is that – could that not have been a possibility?
I don't think it had to do with LSU. I think it was Ole Miss, and I think – the reports were is that Lane was essentially stealing as many coaches as he can. That there's a rumor that he told,
and he put that to bed with Marty. He's supposedly, when he's talking to Marty Smith, he's like, that was never a thing.
Well, if you believe
which
Lane,
I don't.
Do you believe Lane
Kiffin?
I never
believe what Lane Kiffin
said. I wholeheartedly believe he probably told guys, all right, if they don't let me coach, get on the plane with me or you're not coming.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it past the way that guy is done. How do you put it past? It's hard to believe anything Lane says. It's not. I'm not. Look, if he was going to Florida, I'd be happy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't. But it still doesn't absolve of him of making a mess of everywhere he leaves. Everywhere he leaves, it's a messy breakup.
He's a messy individual, it seems. So I think Florida probably dodged one, in my opinion. But we'll figure that out on the other end.
All right, I want to mention this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here are the headlines before you clock in. We'll skip over the college football ones. We covered all of that. But the Panthers did beat the Rams 31-28. Carolina is just a half game out of first place in the NFL or NFC South. The Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
404-726-0929. It's time for the wake-up call. I'm curious to check the temperature on the calls we will get today. I think that Falcons fans are just feeling beat down. Yeah. I think Falcons fans feel exactly like what the weather is outside. As Bo and I were doing the pregame show yesterday, and he's giving the Finley Roofing weather report, he's like, yeah, it's really dreary and rainy and cold. And I was like, man, it sounds like you're sitting in Atlanta.
Exactly.
It's exactly what's going on around here. And because of the outcome of the game yesterday, our emotions feel just like the weather once again here on a dreary Monday morning in December. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines and see what we got here. Let's talk to Justin. He's over in Athens. Justin, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I was just going to talk about my elf on the shelf for our house.
Please do, Justin.
Your
yes.
elf arrived. Yes. Yay. Yes.
We have three sons, and our oldest son's 14, a freshman at North Oconee. He named our elf Riff about 12 years ago. And every year, Riff magically shows up with a little surprise for the boys.
Okay.
And this year, he brought some Krispy Kreme donuts with sprinkles and left a little note. And he said, do not worry, I'm back. And the boys were absolutely loving it this morning. So it was a pretty special moment in our house.
Awesome, Justin. Thanks so much for the phone call. Yeah. Rockies last year brought donuts one morning as well. But he made sure he ate a couple of them.
I gotcha. You
know, yeah, before the kids woke up.
Everybody loves an elf that brings donuts.
Yeah, he had a little chocolate on his chin. A little mischievous. All right, let's head back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Anthony. He's in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we're happy to be back on the phone lines this morning. The vibes are high.
Nice.
And the reason being is because we had our first encounter in family history with our elf on the shelf that came and dropped by this morning.
Yes.
The three wonderful babies have named this elf Hops because they had the wonderful experience of watching Zootopia 2 this past weekend. So they have named this elk Hop, and Hop has left them a note this morning explaining everything, and the kids are super excited. But switching over to sports real quick, we need to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen of Atlanta, we have an MVP candidate in downtown Atlanta. His name is Jalen Johnson.
I agree.
With 41 points last night, right? 17 rebounds, 7 assists, and a double overtime win. Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pay attention to our Atlanta Hawks. They are rolling right now, baby. We are happy to be back. We love you guys. Atlanta, be kind to one another. You going to do one more time? Ready?
No.
Three claps and a Ric Flair. Are you ready? Three claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call, Anthony. And shout out to Hops. Shout out to Hops for bringing the good vibes already early this morning, early this December. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Chris. He's over in College Park, and he's got probably the best voice of anybody that calls into the station. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Big Mike?
Hey, man.
And after two calls about the elf, I hate to bring down the vibe.
Oh, my Chris. God.
Come on, Chris.
I know. I was like, watch me be the one. How you doing, fearless leader?
I'm here, sir. How are you?
Exactly. And Allie Mack.
Man, I'm always wonderful.
That's right. We lost to the Jets, y'all. We lost to the Jets, man. And not in my worst nightmare that I think we'd be trending toward a worse record than we had Mariota and my boy D. Riddy, the Cincinnati kid. Just crazy. You guys talked about the offensive linemen in one of the segments earlier and about their contracts and about how, you know, nobody's going anywhere. You know what I mean? We got great young talent. The defense is trending like we've wanted to. The sacks that we wished for years are here. And it's unfortunate that the record is what it is. So it gets back to what I've been saying for a minute, man. It's coaching. And I hate to be the one who beats on Raheem Morris, but you put this staff together. You've let some guys go. I remember you guys talking about it and trying to put a positive spin on that. He recognized guys weren't doing their job, so he got rid of them. But you guys know you can't fire the team. So that means it's the coach. I think he should finish the year, but he's got to go. He's 25 games under 500 career, and the only thing I got to hold on to is that I'm a loyal member of Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
I'm going to hold on to that. Can't fire the team. You know what I mean? I'm going to put that one in my back pocket.
Well, that's part of the clean house thing. So silly to me. It's like, if you're really clean house, you'd fire the team. It would just be like you can't go complete rebuild with in the NFL, like to that point. Like, it's just not,
I don't know, man.
I mean, you can strip it down, but I don't know.
Can I ask you this? I'm going to ask Arch this on the other side. Would you rather be in our shoes right now or maybe the New York Jets' shoes?
Oh.
Well, I would never want to be in the New York Jets' shoes.
Because they're the Jets?
They're the Jets, their ownership. Like, their owner actually works against them at times. And they haven't. The Jets, that is.
They got two first-rounders, two second-rounders. They traded away some huge contracts. They feel like they are just ripping the Band-Aid off and starting anew.
Yeah, that's – well, I don't know. They really didn't – I don't know. What are you ripping the Band-Aid off? I mean, there wasn't a Band-Aid on that. I think they needed stitches.
We just talked about the big O-line contracts we have. They got rid of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. They're starting anew.
But they also – we can talk about this when the Cows come home. They got rid of good players. That doesn't help them win now.
We should definitely ask Arch about this. Arch, if we are late, by the way, it is Bo and Mike's fault. That's a little side conversation. You can also join the morning shift to us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, Dave Archer, former QB and Atlanta Falcons radio analyst. Will join us to talk about the Falcons-Jets game. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. 820.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
24 with the morning shift. Thanks for joining us this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and it is a Falcons Monday, so we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst
for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experience personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, good morning. I'm going to go ahead and stall talking about this game for a second. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, thanks. My wife's brother and sister came in from Des Moines, Iowa, and avoided the they didn't avoid it. They had to get back in time before the snow hit in the Midwest, so they had about 8 or 10 inches of snow. But had a good time with them down here. I waited, and I was wondering, you guys know more about this than I do, tapping into the community out there, but didn't turn the lights on until I got home last night, the Christmas lights. I had them up, actually, had some time to do it like Tuesday of last week, but Thanksgiving Thursday felt like that was the date of debarkation, right? That D-Day, couldn't turn it on because I wasn't, got in this weekend. I thought this was the time to turn on. Is that right? Is that the way you guys are seeing
so.
It? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mean, I'm currently wearing a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hat.
Yeah, I was going to say, my kids are on the hunt already. They're like, look. I'm like, yeah, I see it. Just calm down. So, yeah, I think you're well within your means, Arch.
Okay, good.
Arch, I thought you did a nice job talking to Raheem after the game yesterday, and you always do, but it was interesting, as Grant and I were sitting here and we opened up the postgame show, I said, you know, Raheem usually is like, hey, you know, this everything goes into it and you can't point the finger at special teams, but you did. You gave him a chance to get up to bat and talk about Jamal Agnew fielding the punt and muffing the punt and also some of the special teams miscues, and I thought he handled that accordingly. A lot of things go into losses, a lot of things go into wins, but the special teams was just really, really brutal at times when you really needed them yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, it's a reoccurring theme, isn't it? There's a kick return, and we've made a couple plays on special teams. We're not as good this year. It didn't seem like it. We had the muff punt that Cadarell Hodges recovered for a fumble, for a touchdown, I think, against New Orleans. We had a couple block punts last year, made some kicks. Youngway made the big kick to beat New Orleans. Just doesn't seem like those plays are going our way. In fact, they kind of are going the other way. Give Natron Brooks a lot of credit for hustling on the big kick return to get the returner on the ground, and the defense comes in and does their job, shuts the door, forces a field goal, which is what you're supposed to do in a sudden change situation. But when there's mistakes made, you just can't – first of all, he shouldn't be receiving the ball. He shouldn't be catching the ball there either. I know we've kind of reduced that. It used to be heels at 10 yards. You remember the meetings – heels at 10 yards for returners. I think they've gone to kind of heels at 7, 8 yards now. because, you know, trying to get that severe backup, there's teams that'll kind of pin you in there and maybe get a safety. So you're trying to stay out of being inside your own 5-yard line. I get that, but you just can't field that ball. And that's a mistake. It's an unforced error, really. And those are the ones that break your back. And so I felt like that, you know, Raheem talked about it. Raheem was real. He said, hey, he can't field the ball. That can't happen, you know? And so what do you do with that? Is that I guarantee it's something Marquise has talked to him about. Does that mean he gets his privileges taken away from him? Is there somebody else that can do it? I mean, it really leaves you in a quandary a little bit.
Archie, it looked like Kirk Cousins' decision-making was as good as we've seen a Falcons quarterback since Tua was playing here. I mean, I know that Kirk's had some good games, but just kind of walk us through some of the decisions he made with the football that turned into some big plays.
Yeah, boy, I thought he did a really good job of getting the ball out. I thought he did last week, too. I thought I talked about it last week where he was, you know, he was reading down the field but wasn't holding the football. Let's get the ball to Bijan. Let's get it to Algier, maybe even Pitts on something underneath and let them maybe try to create something or at least keep us in those second and six, second and five situations, which leads to a manageable third down, usually if you don't have a negative play on second down. I thought he did a lot of good stuff like that, but there were also some quick plays that he made. I don't know if you guys remember the boot back to his left. We had a couple bootlegs in the play, which I know excited Mike, but we had a couple bootlegs back to the left, and which is hard as a quarterback throwing against your arm. You're rolling to your left. You got to clear your right shoulder to make the throw, and Kirk's not the most athletic guy in the world. I thought he really did a great job of just kind of contorting his body to get the ball to Pitts in the left flat, and probably only netted about 5 or 6 yards. But again, you're second and four, you're second and five. He came out of a play action fake, and the Jets heated him up for pressure. Sherwood's right in his face. Immediately knew that he had Algier in the right flat. Got the ball to Tyler, and Tyler's running down the sideline with the football. Big play, explosive play. And Atlanta had 7 of those, I believe, yesterday. Explosive plays. So I thought some of the impromptu stuff that he had to do, kind of react to something that he wasn't expecting or pressure in his face, but then also just the routine, let's get it out. Let's get something positive going. I thought he did that. He's done that really well, I think, the last 2 weeks.
Well, I'm going to stick with Kirk for a second. With Drake London and some of the other Falcons wide receivers options sideline, how much more difficult has his job gotten?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's kind of a nameless, you know, numberless person you're throwing the football to, because if Drake's in the game, obviously you're looking for number 5, right? He's one of the top 5 guys in the game. Kyle can be that from time to time, but really hasn't surfaced as that guy that, hey, this is the go-to guy, albeit he was probably that guy yesterday, which was cool to see. And I thought he played with kind of a ferocity that we hadn't seen him play with for a while, running through guys, stiffen arm guys. But it does make it tough, Allie, as a quarterback to not really have that go-to guy, if you will. I know everybody talks about your number one, and quarterbacks try not to go into a game thinking, okay, I'm going to fill up, you know, say Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua or Drake London or Justin Jefferson, but it ultimately ebbs that way, right? Those guys make those kind of plays. So you, as a quarterback, when you're in a little bit of a bind, you're going to look to that dude. Or if you've got one-on-one man coverage situations, those are the places you actually migrate with your eyes to make a play. Without that guy on the field, it makes it a little bit more difficult. I thought Kirk did a really good job of distributing the ball, put guys up to bat. Some guys made some plays, some guys didn't make some plays.
Yeah, that's the question. I don't even know. It's really an unfair question to ask you because I don't know how you answer it, but how do you stop being a team that doesn't make the plays and start being a team that makes the plays? You have a couple of guys on the field that routinely make every play that they can. One of them wasn't on the field yesterday, and Drake. Bijan seemingly does it. But it just feels like every game that we lose, Arch, it's the same way. We don't make the plays that need to be made.
Yeah, and that's really, Bo, that's really what it comes down to. You know, I was doing some stuff this morning, you know, looking at one-score games. We're 1-5 in one-score games this year. 4 of those games are 3 points or less, and you can point to a play. I think we talked about that three-game stretch from New England to the Carolina game where you could pick out a one play. You know, you get the quarterback on the ground on 3rd and 21. You get a completion at the plus 48 against New England. You get Drake catches the football in the slant against Carolina. You win all three of those games, but nobody's making those plays. And it's not just one guy. It's not just one guy not catching the football or one guy trying to get the quarterback on the ground. And so what do you do with that? I mean, Carolina is 6-1 this season in one-score games. Five of those games have been decided by 3 points or less. Tampa Bay, who's ahead of us in the division, they're 5-2 in one-score games. Five of those games have been decided by 3 points or less. So those two teams combined are 11-3 in one-score games. Those are the two teams that lead the division. You know, why are we not in that spot? I mean, it's not like Raheem's coaching staff doesn't know how to coach guys to put them in position. You go back to the 21 Rams team that won the Super Bowl. They were 4-1 in the regular season in one-score games. They were 3-0 in the postseason in one-score games, and six of the seven games were 3 points or less. They won the Super Bowl. I mean, the teams that are leading divisions now, Chicago, 6-1 in one-score games. New England, 7-1 in one-score games. Denver is 8-2 in one-score games. They won eight games by 3 points or less. I mean, that's the way you have to win those games in the league. More often than not, Mike will tell you that more often than not, of the 16 or now 17 regular season games, there's a good chance that 7 to 10 of your games, maybe even 12 as Atlanta had last year, are going to come down to a play or two at the end of the football game. And we're just not making those plays. And, Bo, I wish I had that answer because, you know, I guess I could go out there and I could make a lot of money and I could push a button and we'd all of a sudden be one score winners.
Let us know if you figure out how to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let us know.
Yeah, that button would be nice.
Man, laying out all those stats, David, it just makes you so frustrated to hear. Regardless, we appreciate the time as always. And we'll talk to you Friday as we gear up for the Seahawks.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. Get those lights up now. See
ya. Get the lights up. And
sound like my wife, Dave.
Finish your Thanksgiving leftovers. They're not going to be good for very long. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Again, we will talk to him on Friday. Also on Friday, you can join us, the morning shift, at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna for a special broadcast. I love this commute. Come on in and pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties. Come say hello to us as we broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift. Us this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna. Do some extra cardio on Thursday, boys.
You would.
You know would we're going to be eating
selfish.
A lot at Publix on Friday. All right, coming up, we've got Guns N' Roses tickets to hand out, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings, his accusation has been thrown his way about something he might have done in a game yesterday, and it's pretty despicable. I'll tell you what it is next morning show. Sports Radio 910 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tight end Mason Taylor in motion. Here's Tyrod to throw it on first down, and he's going to be sacked. James Pierce Jr. rings the bell again. And Taylor goes down back at the 5-yard line.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We have been talking about that Falcons game all morning long. Dylan is behind the glass. He is taking your calls right now, 404-726-0929. Not about the Falcons, but we want to give away some Guns N' Roses tickets. They are coming to Truist Park September 19th. These tickets don't even go on sale until Friday at Ticketmaster.com. So go ahead and secure your pair right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I don't remember James Pierce having that spin move in the repertoire. I don't remember seeing that. Maybe I just misremembered, but that was a spin move he put on Mimbu.
Yeah.
And it was really, really well executed.
I was curious to see how our pass rush would line up on their offensive line. Their offensive line, I mentioned in the pregame show yesterday, kind of a rough start to the year, especially when you look statistically, because Justin Fields kind of would run into it a little bit. But they have played really good about the last month. And
yeah.
They're the only team in the NFL that started all five guys every game this season. And they looked that way. They're a good, young offensive line, really building something on that offensive front for the Jets.
Yeah, their offensive line, I thought, played good. Maybe we just played really bad. I
want to tell you guys about this couple I met at Mazzy's yesterday. I did a watch party for the Falcons yesterday at Mazzy's, and they are decked out head to toe in Falcons gear, like jersey, hat, and the wife had jersey, and I think her bandana was even Falcons. And I was talking to her, they were saying they love the show, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, we gave up on the Falcons. I was like, it looks like it.
Yes.
Because they're decked, they're like, well, they won us back last week with the Saints
game. Okay.
They're like, but we did cancel our trip to Germany, and then we're not going to go away this year to go see a game, which we do every single season. And so I've been thinking about this since I met them and had this conversation with them. It almost feels like being a Falcons fan is like being in a situationship with someone where you get that text and they've got you back.
Yeah.
You know?
Just that comforting feeling when they do win.
Yes.
Yeah, when they do, it's like when the ex does something nice and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, well, they are a good person.
We can have drinks.
Yeah, we can hang out.
We can have drinks. And maybe we'll try to be friends.
Right.
But I promise myself I won't dive back in. You know, and go head over heels all over again and put all my eggs in one basket. And then you do. And then they bring you back in and then they hurt you again.
Well, and this gentleman actually won tickets to the Falcons Seahawks game this
okay.
week.
There
so
you go.
I'm curious if he's going to be decked out in full Falcons gear again since they broke
of
his
course
heart
he
again
will.
Yesterday.
Of course he will.
He's got
I
it.
I hope so. Yeah. I do the same thing. I mean, I think we're all in the same boat here.
Yeah.
Right? It stinks. And you know, we keep hoping that person turns out to be the person we want them to be all along.
Yeah.
But they just keep letting you down. You
right.
know what I mean? And you have to make that decision week in and week out. And it's tough, man. It really is. There's so many different kind of metaphors to compare this team, this franchise to. And in the end, it's just not good. It's just not good.
Some things you just can't quit. We had this, we didn't have live TV on the plane, which is, you know, really, really kind of sucks.
How dare they?
Well, yeah, it does. Well, yeah, how dare they when we're traveling on the Saturday and it's rivalry weekend.
The Falcons are probably paying $500,000 for a flight, so yeah, that'd be an issue.
And so I've got the iPad going, and so my Rose watching the iPad, and Arch got frustrated with me because at 4:30, you know what I did? I turned off. I was floating between Vandy, Tennessee, and LSU, Oklahoma, and I turned both those off. Put on Florida State.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
It worked out for me. It's the only thing that worked out this weekend.
Yeah. I would have been upset if I was Arch as well.
Oh, well, then you know what? Y'all should get your own iPad and play it. That's what I said. I was like, I hate to break it to you, but it's not my fault. Mine's the only one that works.
This is fair. This is
very
your problem.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and tell you something, if it was an Eagles game, you sure as hell would have been watching it. You wouldn't have cared what the rest of us wanted to watch. So
just a stray out of nowhere.
I know.
Stray out of nowhere.
Which reminds me, there was also an Eagles fan at the watch party yesterday, and I was like, oh, so like you're cool with Dylan. He was like, absolutely. You know, we're 8-4, but we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. And I'm like,
man,
I would love to be saying that.
Their fan base is annoying the hell out of me right now. Because no fan base runs their mouth more than the Eagles fans when they're winning. And then when they lose, they lose. They've lost. They're 8-4. They're 8-4, and they're coming off a Super Bowl title.
Yeah.
They've won two Super Bowls since 2017. They've been in three. And they are fire everybody, clean house. I'm hearing it. I'm seeing it. And I'm like, you guys need to grow the blank up. Like, seriously, grow up. You're not, it's not an entitlement. It's a sports team. Yeah. Other teams compete. This, you know who else is doing it? Chiefs fans. I saw more bad mouthing of Andy Reid this weekend. And I'm sitting here just thinking, you guys are a bunch of spoiled ass little brats. You never, you've never had, the Chiefs have been a mid franchise since their Super Bowl title in what, 1970. I don't know. It was Super Bowl IV, I think, or whatever, maybe. Maybe, I don't even know if they won. I thought they won it. Anyways, not the point. They've been a mid franchise, and Andy Reid has won what, three Super Bowls? They've been to five, and they're trashing Andy Reid. Like, there's some fan bases.
He'll have a statue there, dude. Andy Reid will have a statue.
He
outside Arrowhead.
There's a really good chance he goes down as the greatest NFL head coach of all time.
Yeah,
he's literally starting to compete with Belichick now for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's crazy.
So, I mean, I just that's what bothers me. And I'm not done. Florida's fan base needs a reality check, too.
And another thing.
I was literally just thinking to myself, we could probably call this show, That's What Bothers Me. You know what I mean? At times, I'm like, yep.
Look, I get wanting a guy, right, and everything. But there was just some one of these internet guys who covers Florida put out like a list when they fired Napier, and it was like all these. Dan Lanning was on it.
John Gruden.
They're just some of the guys were at such like Sark was on it, and I'm like, why would they leave their current jobs to go to Florida? Why? They're going to college football playoffs. They're not going to leave to go to Florida.
Always a harsh reality.
So somebody goes, oh, we missed on all 10. Fire Scott Strickland. Well. Those guys weren't ever leaving to come there. Like I'm a fan too, and I get it. It's like the Georgia fans attacking a Georgia Tech mom on Twitter, a mom of a player, and saying, "Well, your son's a loser because he played at Tech." Like, grow up. You're one of the best college football programs around. You don't need to be attacking Tech parents of players. Like, it's so unbecoming of what you should be as a fan base. But anyways. I digress. All right. Speaking of people who really misstepped with their words, don't know the full story here, but Shelby Harris lost his mind after the game. He's a Browns player, by the way.
Ding.
And he had some words for Juwan Jennings. To set it up, Malik Collins got hurt yesterday and had to be carted off. And apparently something happened while he was being tended to and getting carted off between Jennings and Collins, who is literally being carted off the field. Shelby Harris gave his side of it.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Okay. Miles Garrett, he didn't mince words there, did he?
Miles Garrett elaborated a little bit in his presser, because apparently Miles Garrett does a presser after the game just like a quarterback would, which is fine with me. He's the highest paid player on the team. I have no issues with it.
Maybe even the NFL. No.
He said he had a lot to say that was demeaning and disparaging towards some of our players. Some guys roll like that. I don't feel like that belongs in the game. 100% agree with what Miles Garrett said. It's coming from a guy who swung a helmet at another man when his helmet – he swung the player's helmet at him when he had ripped it off his head. Which he did to, was it Mason Rudolph, I think?
Yeah, it was.
Ironically enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Juwan Jennings said or didn't say. I had his back last week when he went after, who's the DB he went after?
Oh, the guy, Morig.
Yes, Trayvon Morig.
Trayvon Morig, yeah.
No longer. I don't know what he said, but you should never talk. A guy gets hurt, just have some respect.
Yeah, I think that, this reminds me of the Ndamukong Suh game for us when we played at Detroit. If you remember that, Ndamukong Suh was trash-talking Matt. Matt got his foot stepped on by Will Svitek at the time, I believe. And, boy, Todd McClure, who you've met, Todd, he is the salt of the earth. He was beside himself after the game as Ndamukong Suh was trash-talking Matt while the trainers were out on the field. And he made it known afterwards. This sounds a lot like that. Now, Todd wasn't going to come out and say some of the names that that Shelby Harris used, but the sentiment was the same. So, really interesting there.
And Ndamukong Suh. Okay.
Just want that known.
I think my favorite part about that whole thing is not the he's a that. It's about I see why he got punched in the, the jewels thing. That's just hilarious. Like the follow up of that. I give Shelby Harris and Myles Garrett credit though. There's a way to have your teammates back. And look. Punching him would have been, and going after him, I would have understood too. But they did it in a way that doesn't hurt their team. And I respect that. Now, they're the Browns, so maybe they should have just went ahead and did it because I don't like they got anything to play for. But
the range on this show is amazing. Can't I mean, earlier those. We were talking about Elf on the Shelf. And here we are talking about name calling.
We're just trying to do our best.
Punching down south.
We're just trying to do our best, Allie.
I want to say congrats to Andrew from Peachtree City. He won the Guns and Roses tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow, same hour, 8 o'clock. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself. Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Don't be a blank like Shelby Harris called Juwan Jennings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.